So this gastrointestinal parasitic infection is causing a number of people here in the state of Michigan to be sick. As of just yesterday, more than 225 cases have been identified in 21 Michigan counties, plus the city of Detroit, since June 22nd. And it's affecting people of all ages, 8 to 84 year old. But we don't know exactly where the outbreak is coming from. The U.S. CDC says that they are investigating. They're looking into it. That's at the federal level. Here in Michigan, they're doing the same thing. Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian is the chief medical executive here in the state of Michigan and joins me this morning to talk about, all right, doctor, ready? I'm going to give this a go. Cyclosporiasis. Huh?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. What is this? Where is this coming from?
Well, this is a parasite that infects the intestines and can cause terrible diarrhea. And this is not something that's spread directly from person to person. You're not catching it from other people. It has been implicated in outbreaks in the past. And those outbreaks have typically been coming from produce that is washed in contaminated water. And so our hypothesis right now is that this is probably an outbreak that is related to something that people are consuming. And again, those outbreaks in the past have been linked to things like raspberries, cilantro, and salad greens. So those are sort of some of the top things that we're thinking about as we investigate this large outbreak.
So diarrhea, abdominal cramps, nausea, low-grade fever in some cases. I mean, I think that would make a lot of sense, right? We hear that in if you travel to other countries. If you go to Mexico, for example, they tell you not to drink the water there because of something like this happening. But because it's so widespread, does that change the thought process here in the investigative process? Do we have the doctor still? Dr. Bagdasarian,
okay,
do you hear me?
I can hear you again.
Okay.
I didn't hear you for a second. I'm so sorry.
Sorry about that. Just in terms of the how many people have gotten this in 21 different counties, I mean, it's all over the place.
It is, but we have to really remember that our food isn't hyper-local anymore. When we're talking about things like produce, if in fact this is coming from contaminated produce, you know, this may be at a restaurant that is supplying multiple locations, or this could be at a fast food chain. It could be in a grocery store that is, again, sending their food on to a few different locations. And so when we see outbreaks like this, we've got a whole team of disease investigators who are looking into what people have had to eat and drink, and they're cross-checking all of those things, and we are honing in on some potential suspects.
How difficult is it to go down this rabbit hole and track down where the potential source is coming from?
Well, you know, here's the thing. People sort of wonder what it is that public health does. Why do we need to have a public health system? And it's exactly for reasons like this. We've got a whole system that's been built up over decades of our local health departments, our lab testing, a whole database of information that comes in. And so we've got this system built, and the work is difficult. We're doing things like interviewing those who have been impacted, and then we're compiling that into spreadsheets and then cross-referencing and analyzing all of those spreadsheets. But this is the whole reason why it's important to have a great, robust public health system.
You mentioned that you were whittling it down. You feel like you've got a couple suspects. Is there anything that you can share on where this could be coming from yet?
You know, we don't have enough information to really share at this point. But what I can tell you is that past outbreaks have been related to produce, and so produce is at the top of our list. It may not be produce that's coming from a grocery store. We're thinking about restaurants and fast food chains as well. And we're really advising people right now that if you're bringing produce into your home, we want to make sure that you're washing it really well, even if it says pre-washed on the bag. We want you to wash your produce really well. But if you're going out to eat, if you're going to restaurants, if you're going to fast food chains, just keep track of what it is you're eating. Because if you do become ill, number one, we want you to contact your healthcare provider so that you can get tested and treated. But number two, we really want to be able to compile that information so that, again, we can we can hone this down and we can find out exactly what is causing this outbreak.
So it doesn't seem like this is a deadly parasite, but the symptoms that you may have could linger for how long?
You know, they can linger for a while. People can actually have diarrhea that comes and goes even for a couple of weeks. However, you know, it is treatable. It's treated with a very simple, very common antibiotic, typically something like Bactrim. And within taking that Bactrim, symptoms are usually better within just a few days. So it is treatable for people who are healthy and have good immune systems. It can be more problematic for those who have weakened immune systems. So the message is here, if you are someone who thinks you may have been impacted, if you're having these symptoms, please see your healthcare provider, especially if you're someone with a weakened immune system.
How much then information are you sharing with the CDC from the state level? How much information are you getting from them?
Well, you know, I mentioned this whole network of disease detectives, and we've got our local health departments that are doing the boots on the ground investigation. They're the ones doing all the interviews. They're compiling that information, sending it on to the state for a full analysis. And then we're in communication with the CDC. So all of these entities are working together. We've got local health, we've got state health, and the CDC all working in tandem to figure out the source of this outbreak.
Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian, the chief medical executive for the state of Michigan. We appreciate your time. Thanks for getting up early with us this morning. Have a great holiday weekend. We'll talk soon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Coming up on the other side, 7 o'clock hour, get you caught up on some of the headlines. Also, Dr. Steve Craig joins us in studio coming hour. Plus, we'll head out to Union Station in Washington, D.C., Ford celebrating a major milestone, and we're continuing on with our look at the Founding Fathers. All coming up on JR Morning.